Hello and welcome to this podcast episode. I'm really tempted to say hello boys and girls, but I know that that is not my thing. That's from a different podcast. So let's not, you know, make use of someone else's slang. But hi guys and welcome to this podcast episode. I'm super excited. But you know what? Let's just dive right into it. This podcast is a safe space or community that provides young women and possibly men with the support that you need to effectively kickstart and manage the early phase of your life and your career. Sometimes it's not going to be really nice. And I think today is going to be one of those episodes. And so I say that because I know that when I started off, I mentioned that it's a safe space. But sometimes we also have to give ourselves a bit of tough love, you know? And I'm just putting this out there because this is also really speaking to me. So please know that everything that we're going to talk about and share on this podcast, girl, I'm speaking to myself as well. So today we're going to be talking about how to exit our lazy girl era. Ooh, child. This one is tough. And the reason why I say this is tough is because I think sometimes we know that we are lazy, but sometimes we don't know that we're lazy. I believe that the most accomplished people have a very high level of laziness in them. And I'll explain what I mean. So when you're someone who is a high achiever, I think that there's a tendency for you to also have a bit of laziness in you. Like, you know, deep down that, I'm lazy, or I can be lazy. But then because you're a high achiever, you sort of have to learn to psych yourself to get out of that. Now, obviously, this is a new year and there's just been so much in terms of messages or what to do. And I've taken out time to honestly just see the information that I've been receiving. And so for me, I feel like my year is just getting started in the second month of the year. Because usually what I would always do is have my vision board written literally the year before. Let's say by like December, I already have my vision board out and everything. And that's amazing. Honestly, I'm still a firm believer if you can have your vision board out the year before. Like, so when I say the year before, obviously, I mean like the month, the last month of the year, right? If you can still do that, please do it. But I've also now come to terms with the fact that every year is not going to be like that. And that's okay. But also, don't dwell in that for too long. So in this episode, I'm going to be highlighting 5 practical ways in which we can exit our lazy girl era. And the first tip is to list 1 or 2 things that you want to achieve by the end of the week. Yeah, I said it. And I say this because when we have a vision board, it usually looks so big. And trust me, it's supposed to look scary. If your vision board does not have a little bit of sprinkle fear, then maybe your vision is too small. So I know that last year there were quite a number of things that I put on my vision board and I didn't achieve every single thing, but I can category, like if I look back at that vision board, I honestly believe that a major part of why I didn't achieve some of the things on my vision board is because I took them as grand plans. I was not able to say by the end of this week, what is that one thing that I want to achieve? And I'll give you a practical example. I have been working on some courses and there's a certain software that I really want to just develop my proficiency in. And so what I decided to do for this is to say that, and I just noticed that weeks were going by and I wasn't really doing so much. So now I've said by the end of this week, I want to have completed the development of one course. Now, that still sounds a bit grand. And so the next step for me to achieve this is to say that, what do I need to do every single day to ensure that I get to this goal by the end of the week? And for me, what that is that I need to dedicate about 2 hours every day to constantly, like, you know, work on that course that I've chosen. So I know that I need to pick the course that I want to work on. I need to decide on that. And then every day I have to spend 2 hours on it. And so as I speak to you right now, I might be going out with my friends soon, but I've told myself that if I do not have my 2 hours in today, then there's no way I'm going to make it by the end of the week. So you have to be able to spread out that goal by the end of the week. This is one thing that I want to achieve that has to do with me. It doesn't necessarily have to be work. So in a way, what I'm doing is a bit work related, right? But it's a huge part of my personal development. My manager did not ask me to do this. My teammate didn't ask me to do this. This is something that I want to do because I know that if every week I can develop a course at the end of the month, that means I would have developed about 3 to 4 courses. By the end of the quarter, I would have developed 12 courses. Trust me, you see that software that I have on my vision board? If I keep doing that every month, I will become extremely proficient in that software. Every year, we look at years as 365 days. But if we look at years that way, we can say every year is made up of months, and months are made up of weeks, and weeks are made up of days. So there has to be something that you're doing every day that is taking you closer to your goal. I actually got this first tip from my pastor anyways, but nice. So the next thing that we need to do to exit our lazy girl era is to reward ourselves, right? And so for me, in the process of me saying that, okay, I'm going to dedicate 2 hours every day, my reward for this, well, right now, is that I'm going to be able to go out with my friends. And so I've told myself that if I do not do this, I am going to guilt trip myself that even if I do go out, I will not allow my brain to rest. I'm going to keep tapping myself to say, look at you. You're outside. You're having fun. But you couldn't get 2 hours of work in. I don't know about other people, but that's why I said sometimes you have to give yourself a little bit of tough love. Another form of reward could be that you get yourself a bowl of ice cream. Like, don't just give yourself things for giving sake, you know? Like, actually have rewards for them. I remember that when we were growing up in school, especially in primary school, we used to have stickers. And so every time I would do something good in class, maybe on a subject, an assignment, homework, classwork, I would get a sticker, you know? So sort of like treat yourself like that, okay? Reward good behavior, reward yourself for those things. Of course, something that ties into this is discipline and motivation. Child, let me explain this one really well. Discipline is different from motivation. They're similar, but they're also different. And I know that this year I've heard so much about discipline, discipline, discipline. But I also believe that for some people, we need motivation. And I feel like if they work hand in hand, that would be perfect. Now, motivation is you maybe watching videos. For instance, listening to this podcast, I feel like this is motivation. And that's great. Sometimes we need that. Like, I feel like our brain needs that. You need to push that into your brain. You know, you need to watch things around you that motivate you. It could be your friends. It could be a video. It could be a podcast. As long as it's not something that is distracting you, then it's great. I believe motivation is amazing. However, motivation without discipline is literally just like, you're just hearing all these fancy things. But discipline is the act of saying, once I'm done listening to this podcast, I am going to start doing the thing that I need to do. Discipline is, I am tired, but I will do it regardless. Discipline is, I'm feeling sleepy, but I am going to put my legs in a bucket of water. I am going to study for my exam. That is discipline, guys. You don't feel sleepy the night before your exam, and then you just go and sleep. Best believe that you will mess up in that exam. So that's discipline. And I feel like we've all practiced discipline at one point of our lives. But as you get older, it becomes a bit harder to maintain discipline because, you know, I don't have an exam, right? I don't have something that is like a punishment. I know that in school, a major part of discipline for me was that if I didn't study, I wasn't going to do well and I wasn't going to be happy with my grades, which meant that I was going to fail. So but when you get to the real world and you come out of school, there isn't really anything that is chasing you. So you sort of have to learn how to become disciplined by yourself. Discipline is, oh, child, I want to watch 1,000 reels, but that's not going to get me anywhere. And so you start to do a countdown. I know someone who does this, that every time he watches a couple of TikToks, he stops himself at some point and he begins to do like an actual countdown. He will start counting down on videos. So he'll get to the video and say, okay, let's go. And he watches one video and he goes 9, he watches the next video 8, watches the next video 7, and he starts to count down. And the minute he gets to 1, 0, he stops and he leaves the app completely and he shuts it down. That is such a good example of someone who has learned to discipline themselves with the use of social media. And I'm so proud of that. It's amazing. Now, the next tip, the fourth thing is that we have to understand that no one is coming to save us. Let me say that again. Baby girl, no one is coming to save you. This one, I'm speaking to myself because I'm one of the girlies that I love the soft life era, girl. I love the soft life. I want to just get married to somebody who is going to spoil me silly. But now I've come to understand that even though I aspire and I want that at some point, I also need to be on a journey of just getting better. Even if you are lucky and you become that woman that, you know, some man just takes care of, baby girl, you don't know when that's going to be. So are you going to deny yourself of good things until you meet the man that is going to shower you with all of that and say, just become a housewife? I don't think so. I don't think that you should spend your 20s just waiting, you know. And don't get me wrong, love is amazing. And I 100% believe that men should provide, as the Bible has instructed them to. But I think that when we take ourselves out of the mindset of somebody is coming to save me, then we are already on the path to getting better. The minute I took myself out of the mindset that, oh, my daddy's going to save me, my mommy's going to save me, my boyfriend is going to save me, every time I'm able to psych myself and say, baby girl, you have only yourself, nobody is coming to save you, the way I literally jump up and get back into the thing that I need to do, I notice the changes instant, because I know that there's nobody coming to save me. I know that there's so much beauty and power, and there's so much fulfillment when I know that I can increase my income, when I know that I can get better at that thing that I want to get at. And this is not just solely about money. Lazy girl era could be about your master's degree. It could be about the fact that there's, like, if you don't do it for yourself, nobody is going to do it for you. This one is such a hard pill to swallow, especially for us girlies that are soft. We like the nice life, you know. We love to be taken care of. We are such submissive women. We will do it without blame. We're not the girls that argue about submission. No. The girlies that don't argue about submission. This one is a little bit hard for us, but you just have to do it, okay? Now, the fifth tip is that I need you to write the vision and make it plain. Yeah, I said it. I think I'm going to make this one a separate podcast episode. Please, guys, let me know what you think. But I have so much to say about this, mostly because I have seen this come to pass in my life. There's something that God did for me last year that I remember when I put it on my vision board. There was no way on earth that I was going to achieve this. Like, if it was based off of my income and just what I could see at the moment, there was no way. Like, you know when you say the math is not mathing? Girl, math, the math was not mathing, right? For instance, if you see a house of 12 million naira and your income is 200,000 naira, the truth is the math is not mathing. In 1 year's time, if it's based off of your income, you're not going to achieve that. But I think there's something significant about writing things down. I believe so much in pen and paper. Pen and paper, using your notes app, just somewhere that you can see that every time things get so hard, you can go back and have a look at it. I remember when I wanted to switch into the tech space, at some point it was so hard to visualize it. I had to start getting pictures of girls that were already in the tech space, and I had to look at it every time I would look at it. And so for me, part of this writing your vision and making it plain is I would go on my LinkedIn page and I began to change my title. I was no longer the person in my teaching career. I switched my title. I became the job that I wanted. So if you are working as a sales representative in a shop and you know that you want to go into tech sales, go on your LinkedIn and take down sales representative down. You are going to change your name and everything to tech sales, because that's where you want to get to. True or false? True. That's where you want to get to. So for me, that is part of writing the vision and making it plain. I have so much to say about this, so I don't want to go too in depth in it, but if you want a different podcast episode on how to practically write our vision and see it become reality, please let me know and I will gladly make another recording of it. So I have a bonus one, and this one, I don't think that I can effectively talk about how to exit our lazy girl era if I don't touch on this. And this is, when you have all of this down that I've spoken about and you started doing all of this, I want you to know that it's not going to be easy. I want you to know that the enemy is going to show up. I'm a Christian, so I have to talk about this. I want you to know that the devil is going to show up, and it's going to show up through boundaries. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Please, baby girl. The minute you can get yourself into the headspace to understand that when you have a good thing coming, when you have a blessing coming along the way, the devil is going to show up, and he will show up in form of boundaries. But you see, once you have put your vision down and you visualized it, you can see it. Your visions have to be bigger than the boundaries. When you know that the enemy is going to show up, you then begin to prepare yourself spiritually. And so when you begin to face obstacles, you simply tell yourself, yeah, it was going to happen anyways. So now that I've seen this obstacle in front of me, what do? I get on my knees and I fight in prayer. And after fighting in prayer, I get up and I do what I need to do. And what are examples of these obstacles? Let me tell you a good example. Or let's say you're trying to become an influencer, a social media content creator, all of that fun stuff, right? A good example of an obstacle is that all of a sudden, 2 months in, your phone begins to have problems. Your microphone, you lose it. Your camera gets stolen, or something is just not working with it anymore. These are obstacles. And the minute you are able to psych yourself and say, I knew that these things were going to show up. I knew that the enemy was going to show up. You are then able to say, you see these obstacles? Aha, me and you, we will fight it out. Right? So understand that the devil does not see a good thing coming and just sit back and relax. No, he's going to be working 2 times harder. So you need to work 4 times harder to ensure that you do not allow the enemy to overcome. And just like that, we have come to the end of this episode. I'm so excited. I don't want to scream because I know some people might have their ears plugged, and I really hope that the audio is good. If it is, please let me know. If there's anything you'd like me to improve on, to talk on, I would be more than glad or excited to speak on it. And I really hope that, you know, we get into a space where we're able to come out of our lazy girl era and we're on the path to become the woman that we need to become. This is me also coming out of my lazy girl era, because I was led by the Holy Spirit to start a podcast probably 3 or 2 years ago at this point. And here I am finally doing it, coming out of my lazy girl era in this area of my life too. So please use this as inspiration to just become disciplined as well and get out of your lazy girl era. So I cannot wait to see you guys in next week's episode. Please make sure that you check us out on Instagram at the Growing and Glowing Podcast. I will have everything linked below. Yeah, can't wait to see you next week. Bye.